Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday, November 21st, 2017 regular board meeting. Madam Treasurer, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truex?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item 2.01, approval of the October 17th regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Truex, second by Ms. Dunlap. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 3.01, approval of the November 21st Board of Education meeting agenda. Mr. Superintendent, do we have any changes or additions?
We have a couple of slight personnel issues that have been altered or changed, nothing major, and we've removed the discussion on the staff handbook for some additional revisions on that.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to approve this evening's agenda?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap, second by Mr. Truex. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Item 4.01, board members may speak on different topics at this time. Mr. Whitman?
I would like to defer to other board members to begin with and then come back.
Okay. Mrs. Dunlap?
Okay. Thank you all for coming tonight. It's nice to see a very full student section. It's been a very busy couple of months for me since in October and November. I wanted to say thank you for all the invites. Keep them coming. They're wonderful. Just a few shout-outs. I attended the Performing Arts Program's Shorts Showcase last month and the fall production of Question of Freedom this month. Both were spectacular. The shorts were actually one-act plays written by seniors from last year and performed and produced by students this year. And then Question of Freedom, very moving drama this year, especially in light of a lot of questions that we are grappling now with in our own country about freedoms. Fall Orchestra Concert, beautiful. Rose Hill Elementary's Halloween Parade, awesome. Great twist on that. It was a vocabulary and idiom parade. I have to say, Raining Cats and Dogs and Cutting the Cheese were probably my favorites. OMEA State Finals, incredible. It was great to see the performances as compared to others. And can't believe they were out there freezing. I was up there all bundled and I'm freezing, and they're out there, some of them not wearing very much, and performed very, very well and overcame that. Thank you to Dr. Cosgrave. I toured about Slate Ridge, Hannah Ashton, and Bell to see their work with the District Initiative Common Instructional Framework, or involving the Common Instructional Framework. It was a great learning experience for me, kind of boots on the ground to be able to understand this common framework, and I think it's going to be very productive as we continue to move forward. Slate Ridge's Literacy Night, I caught the tail end of it. Kids were having a lot of fun. I love the library, and of course the book swap seemed to be a great success. And finally, of course, the Ohio School Boards Association's annual Capital Conference. That was a first for me, incredible experience. I've been warned to keep it short. So I will just give you a little rundown of the learning sessions I attended. Survey says, using shared services to stretch technology dollars, closing the gap on African American males, the quality profile, 3D development and teaching and learning, strategically shifting culture and climate, which I feel we're doing, we've started, 10 things about living in poverty, and essential court cases for board members. That was in addition to some great networking, the fair, the student fair, which exhibited great things students are doing throughout the state, the trade show, great services and products that are available to school districts. The governor did speak to inspiring keynote speakers, both great champions of the arts, and that was wonderful as well. I'm sharing things on my personal board page. So since I am being brief, if you'd like to read a little bit more about what I attended and some of the things that I think that we can implement, not everything, but there are some great things that I think that we can bring into our district and some great lessons learned. Please mark your calendars. December 7th from 6 to 8 is the open house at both Eastland and Fairfield. I know we've had 10th graders going over to Eastland. It's very important that they can see these things firsthand, the great opportunities, the wonderful skill set that the instructors have there, and the equipment is just amazing. But if you want to take your own child or go see the wonderful things they're doing, December 7th from 6 to 8. And that's it for me, other than happy Thanksgiving.
Mr. Whitman?
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and thank you for coming out. And, OSBA Capital Conference was a lot of knowledge, and I was glad there was enough of us there where we could kind of get, you know, expanded coverage of various workshops. I'm hoping that at some point we can get together and kind of make the what we learned, you know, communal among us. And and I've shared a little bit of on my Facebook page, but if any of you, you know, are curious what kind of sessions we went to, feel free to, you know, talk to me or email me or something. Yes, and the Slate Ridge Literacy Night, thank you for the invitation to that. That was a lot of fun. I saw a cakewalk with a table full of books for prizes, and so that was fun. The thing I was waiting for was an email I hurriedly sent out just before I left, and then and then the Wi-Fi connection here, we weren't sure if it was going to come through. But I would like to move that the board adopt the following resolution. Resolution regarding elimination of tax deduction for teacher business expenses. Whereas business expenses have long been allowed as tax deductions, and whereas in the current United States House and Senate versions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act bill under consideration, corporations are still allowed to deduct business expenses in current versions of this bill. It was hastily edited. So, and whereas in the current versions of this bill, money that K-12 teachers spend out of their own pockets for a classroom and other school-related supplies are no longer allowed as deductions, but whereas money that K-12 teachers spend out of their own pockets for classroom and other school-related supplies are clearly business expenses, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Education of the city, Reynoldsburg City School District, calls on Senators Sherrod Brown and Rob Portman and Representatives Joyce Beatty, whoever the other...
Pat Teaberry.
Still? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat Teaberry. And the Fairfield, and what, Steve Stivers, the names to be filled in, to oppose oppose this elimination. It looks like I left out that this elimination at the end there. So,
was this an email? I'm just trying to get mine right now. Is this something?
At 6:10, I was finishing it up and dashing off to Tammy so that she could hopefully get it up on the screen here.
Oh, so it was not an email to us, but to you. Okay, I was looking for a copy of it.
And I have my technology not working. I can't get it up on the screen for you tonight, but I was able to get it to Melvin, who could let me at least read it. Can you? I'm not able to connect, though. You have to send it to Chris, I think.
Conveniently enough, we have a bunch.
That's what I usually call my kids.
Okay. So while we're on waiting on technical issues, shall we move to the next speaker?
So I move that we table this motion in order that we proceed with the other board business.
Right. Ms. Tenero.
I don't have anything.
Thank you. Okay. Mr.
Truex. Thank you, President Begney. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, in case I don't say this a little bit later. But I was not forewarned that I had to keep my speech to any kind of a time limit. So everybody get ready. No, I'm just kidding. I, too, had the opportunity to attend the OSBA Capital Conference last week as both a board member and as our district's delegate to the business meeting, which was awe-inspiring. It was the entire experience was over the top. It was a trade show, and it was also a lot of learning sessions that we got to go to. And it was almost too much visual information to take in at times. But it was fantastic to see the amount of passion and dedication to the education system, to public education, in one place. It was just amazing. One of the seminars that I got to go to that board member Dunlap also attended was using shared services to stretch technology dollars. And it was one that I had been looking forward to as an IT professional and as somebody who has created shared IT for a multitude of companies. I wanted to see what its impact was and how well it could be utilized in the education process. And I was absolutely not disappointed. It was a fantastic presentation. There were basically five schools up in northern Ohio that at one point or another each had their own IT department and or personnel, and they either had somebody that was overworked and presumably unpaid or underpaid and just couldn't even keep afloat, versus the smallest of the five districts who had an IT person that was arguably overpaid but terribly underworked. And those five school districts were able to come together and hire basically one IT firm that then could do everything for everybody, thereby reducing everybody's overall expenditure and yet gaining the needed expertise and skill sets that were sorely lacking previously by forming a coalition, if you were, of those five school districts. In the end, each school district was able to provide a better educational experience for their students and for their staff, as well as they were able to pull from each other's resources, both physical, you know, Chromebooks or networking or telephones, albeit, you know, maybe at some cost. But they were also able to reduce their expenditures, which was fantastic. Would it work here in Reynoldsburg? Probably not. We are actually about the same size as all five of those schools put together, as far as the number of buildings and facilities we have, and also in our enrollment. But it's not something that we shouldn't consider if another smaller school district in our surroundings were to fall on harder financial problems or harder financial times. You know, maybe we could form something in the future with a smaller school district. You know, we could be the center hub, and maybe they could take advantage of our buying power, and everybody wins. So I was thoroughly impressed with what they're doing, and it was good to see something that normally takes place out in the business world, something that I'm used to every day working with the companies that I work with, but to see it used for the betterment of our public education systems. So it was fantastic. With that, again, I will say thank you very much for coming out tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and I'm done.
Okay. Do we have technical issues resolved, or?
Yeah.
Chris is able to put it up.
All right.
Can I just add one thing to piggyback on the, because I had a note, mm-hmm. and I wanted to just, no, seriously, it's just one thing, but I would be remiss if I didn't thank Melvin Brown for your commitment to us as board members in our continuing education and our professional development as well, and I appreciate the support. See?
Second.
Returning to the proposed resolution, there's a motion on the floor. Then, any seconds? This is for discussion. Not the second is for discussion. Yes, and the vote will come later if
I'm just catching up reading.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm sure there's a few teachers out there that probably find this somewhat frustrating. I know a number of teachers, including myself and my wife, spend probably in excess of the $250. And while it's not necessarily a lot in the grand scheme of things, most teachers, I think they say, average around $1,200 spent on their own classrooms. I'm sure there are a few that can beat that. It is something that is definitely intriguing to me. It's if we don't speak out, if we don't make our representatives aware of the frustrations, where if businesses can write off certain things, but then again, the business of teaching is not something that's going to be accepted, and that as well as a definite possibility.
So a couple of edits need to be made to this as well.
It needs to be seconded before we can
discuss
it.
Or second. I'm sorry.
Any other discussion?
So,
Before we can discuss it, my understanding is it needs to be seconded.
I just seconded.
She just seconded.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we can.
So, so it needs a few edits, though.
Yes.
Right. So,
yes. To oppose, I forgot to complete the sentence down at the bottom there. So to oppose such an elimination, I would like to move to add that amendment.
To oppose.
To oppose such an elimination.
Okay. Such an elimination. Okay. And then we need to fill in
the name.
Each of the represent the two names. All right. And to oppose.
To oppose such an elimination.
Such.
And I move that we amend it to add to complete the sentence.
Okay. So then it all makes sense now. Yeah.
So, any seconds? To amending it to add the, to complete the sentence?
Okay, so you have a motion on the floor to amend it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I second that to amend it.
Are you including all your amendments, Neil, that you're going to make, your motion to for all your amendments?
Wrote that in a hurry. I think it has, the basics. But,
yes.
But if other
two names and to oppose such.
Okay.
Two. Yes.
So at the
while I am 100% in favor of this, I also don't know if, seeing as how this has not yet even come to a vote, is this something that we want to address at this particular time, or what do we all think about that?
Well,
before the measure has even been passed or voted on or really discussed. I see a lot of teachers nodding their heads.
That's a point is well taken. I brought it here and even brought it up hoping that it could be voted on, even though it's not, been read once and read another time, because this bill seems to be moving surprisingly and alarmingly fast, and who knows what'll happen, by 1 month from now.
So if we were to vote on this particular issue, once we get the particulars put in, then obviously we would send this letter to each of the representatives' office, signed by the board in general, I would assume, for this?
And perhaps by the superintendent, or if he wishes, but mainly as a board.
Okay,
that's how you would do it. I would also add that Buckeye Association of School Administrators and OSBA have also opposed this bill and had voiced theirs to their lobbyists to the legislators through their lobbyists. So that's in play right now as well.
So this is basically just to oppose. We're asking for our representatives to oppose that bill.
Correct.
Well, just the little tiny part of that bill about the $250 exemption.
And indeed, there are plenty of other things that, directly or indirectly affect education that conceivably could also be, resolved, but this was the most immediate one and the simplest one to write on the short notice.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
I think we'll have to come up with some boundaries for what constitutes an expenditure that is then, we don't have to do that. That'll be part of
that. No, we're merely,
That's their job.
Right.
Okay. If there's no other discussion.
Well, we need to vote to put on the amendment. The amendment was seconded.
Correct. You're going to need to vote for the amendment, and you need to come back and vote on the actual resolution.
All right. We'll go ahead and call for a vote for the amendment. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
I'm still trying to, you're changing the writing here. Is that what you,
mm-hmm.
is original?
Yes.
Correct.
Aye.
Mr. Truax?
This is just for the amendment?
Yes.
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Amendments have passed. And now for, is there any other discussion based on the actual resolution itself?
I would just like to say that typically as a board, we're nonpartisan. We run as no party. And it just seems that lately, like in the past few years, we've been doing a lot of the resolutions that, depending on how the board is structured, we begin to speak for, as a board, on certain issues. I just think, I feel like I need to abstain just simply because I feel like we're going down a road that I don't feel we ought to be there. I feel we need to focus more on, you know, what we're here for, policy and our kids and our taxpayers. And
exactly. Our kids and our taxpayers. That are part of our community, that are our teachers, that use that money to educate our children. So thank you for your comments.
When we start down these partisan roads, it's just not something I feel is our job.
I don't see any partisanship in this. I think this is just us as a school board supporting the fact that our teachers who spend their own money should be able to deduct that as a business write-off.
And everyone has their feelings on that. That's the point.
So do you not agree with that, Board Member Tenero? Do you think that they should not be a write-off?
Sure, I think they should write it off.
No, thank you.
I don't have any reason to be petitioning as a group. I don't believe that we as a board, if you want to petition and if I want to petition, that's fine. If they want to petition. But I don't feel that it's the right move for us as a board to begin to constantly petition our legislators.
While I completely understand your point on that, however, we are advocating for our students. That is why we are here. A lot of conversation has gone on about how we as a community need to take better ownership of our district and how we need to move forward and challenge some of those people. One voice is one person, and while everybody has the right to do that, imagine if every board in the state of Ohio actually petition and send something to their legislators talking about this, then perhaps some of those people that create the unfunded mandates and increase in testing and all those other things that we struggle with on a day-to-day basis, maybe this will help them listen to us for a change, as opposed to just the one voice.
I would like to add that Board Member Tornero's comments about avoiding partisanship are well-founded, but as our board president mentioned and board member Truex argued, I don't see this as a partisan issue. It's well known that this bill is strongly associated with the Republican Party, but nothing in my resolution mentions that. It calls out all of our delegation, Democratic and Republican, and again, I'm focusing simply on something for the for teachers, something that will just try to eliminate one fewer discouragements from people to teach, and in fact, this resolution was partly inspired by a handout that Board Member Dunlap shared from maybe the session on keeping the public in public education, and one of the top 10 recommendations there was, make resolutions, in defense of public education. And I would rather this bill pass in spite of actions that we take than, with our silent assent.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to take credit, but that I thought actually that session was canceled. That was one I wanted to go to. Maybe somebody else took. But I agree with you wholeheartedly. But I don't want to take credit that I did not pass anything to you. But
if any other discussion, Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Abstain.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Resolution is on its way.
And Mr. President, the other, I actually had one more item, and items from the board. Okay. So last month we voted on a contract to bring in some emergency needed HVAC systems. And at the time, there was also discussion of how the plan for about $3 million more would put LED lights in the system. We voted on the smaller plan just because it was the one that was the main priority, and taking some time to get further information about LED lights was not going to cause any problem there. Since then, what I've been hearing about LED lights, it sounds like the only drawback they have is if you get cheap ones that don't last as long as they're supposed to, they'll cost you more. But otherwise, there an energy and cost savings? And should we bring this up to consider, you know, sometime between now and when the contract, when we got to make our decision? Right now, I would be inclined to approve such a measure.
Well, that would be in addition to the agenda. Is it something that wasn't previously talked about as being discussed to have on this particular
agenda? Well, I mean, I'm just, I don't intend to bring it up as something to do right now, only to
refresh our
share my thoughts as a follow-up to last month's meeting and invite, you know, other comments.
Well, I believe what we had voted on and approved was a capped amount at $15.5 million up to that amount. So it didn't necessarily mean that we had approved the lower of the two without the LED, but that we allowed up to allowing the LED. It depended on what we found out as far as what we could borrow.
Right. We did that for the funding, and right. We wrote the contract so that you approved the original project with the option of exercising the LED portion, but that would take a vote of the board. To actually exercise the LED portion of the contract.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not so moving to now.
Yeah, because I think
but I'm sharing my thoughts.
That would be, and I actually already voiced my thoughts on that as well. I've, in my professional writing, have seen the benefits of LED lighting and the amazing cost savings, and I know that I shared that and some of those numbers. I forget which board meeting, if it was one or two ago, but I think that we will be discussing that in the buildings and grounds. That would be a great place to to further that discussion about the LED lighting and looking at that option.
Right. Yeah. One of the advantages to the to doing the LED lighting, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the ROI was immediate. And not only would that return on the investment be immediate, by switching over to the LED lights, we would solve some of the areas that aren't lit.
That's absolutely correct. It's a very, very fast ROI. In some cases, in gyms and auditoriums, you're looking at a year.
Right.
I will say, just to that note, there are a lot of exterior lights out at the Wagner Road location. Those are all being replaced by LED. So. The district will get to see what that looks like, as opposed to your standard, you know, metal halide or something like that here in the very, very near future.
Okay. Cool. Can you refresh my memory as to when the next buildings and ground meeting is?
I know it's coming up. December 7th.
Wow, December 7th is going to be a busy day. How about when you guys have the buildings and ground meeting, you kind of delve deep a little deeper into the LED thing, and then be able to kind of present some other information at the December meeting. Then we can rethink what we're going to do at that point.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. I promise I won't take too long. Kind of got off on a couple of other things. The OSBA conference was amazing. It was kind of one of those things where you go to and you don't know what you don't know, and you have all of these different groups presenting all sorts of things out there, and it becomes almost like, you know, a lot of the teachers out there kind of figure this out. It's like the beg, borrow, and steal of the OSBA. You take a little bit from this one and a little bit from that one, and then you mold a couple of things to fit your own district. A couple of things that I attended that I thought were very valuable. Family engagement, how to get our families more involved in our district. That was a huge thing. The business advisory. While I thought I knew what the business advisory was and what kind of benefits it would present, it was kind of like mind-blowing in a way about what exactly you can achieve when you actually start to meld the community business associations with the district itself. And that's something that definitely we are going to move towards. I also attended a support of Children of the Rainbow to support our LGBTQ citizens in our community, as well as in our schools, and that in itself was something, given the some of the issues and basically bullying that is given to those particular groups. It was heartwarming to hear and also a little bit scary at times. We also talked about the Parent University. That's going to be awesome. I think that's going to be something that will come out, and more details on that one a little bit later. We also came up with an idea about a community center for learning, which again I think is something that we can adapt. Cincinnati Public Schools have kind of done something like this, where they make the schools in the community actually part of the community, whether it's partnerships with your local dentist, your optometrist, and things of that nature. So when some of our neediest students come into school that haven't been to a dentist in a long time or don't have glasses, you actually create partnerships to work with them so that way they can have these valuable resources put in there. It's worked in Cincinnati for a number of years, and that's something that I think we can explore as we kind of move forward in Reynoldsburg. The last one I want to talk about is a little bit different. It's a little bit about open enrollment. We are apparently very popular here in Reynoldsburg. We have grown significantly with our resident students and our open enrollment students, but more so our resident than anything else. We have about 156 new open enrollment students this year to bring our total to about 718 open enrollment students. But in addition to that, we've also got an increase of, as of right now, 342 resident students. Those are huge numbers. The last couple of years, we've definitely seen a spike in what's going on in our district. And so when we start looking at overall trends and what goes on in the district, I think it's time that we start having a discussion about capping open enrollment. We want to make sure that we don't lock ourselves out of our resident students and getting the choices that they need for the community schools that they're a part in. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we keep the option of open enrollment out there for everyone else. But again, we're getting to that point where space is at a premium. Some of our elementary schools are getting full up and our junior highs are getting full up. And it's something that we need to make sure that we do, that we don't sacrifice the needs of our residents for some of the open enrollment students. We will be losing about 65 open enrollment students coming up at the end of this year. There are 65 seniors right now, to the last note that I got. So again, what we probably should do as we listen to some of the open enrollment discussion and as a board is figure out what would be a good number. Where you know, when we cap something, what would be the most logical? How would we go about doing something like that to make sure that we don't get caught in a position where we are really overflowing and the classrooms all of a sudden start growing exponentially again? I know, Superintendent Brown, you've had a couple of moments to kind of think about that, so if you want to take it over from there.
Sure. We've had some conversations already about how we project for next year and plan for it, and capping open enrollment is definitely part of the conversation. It's a great problem to have. I've said that before, but a problem nonetheless that we need to tackle, and we're more than willing to and able to take care of that situation. But it is a great problem to have and to be as a destination spot for folks who want to come to our district and benefit from the educational program that we offer, and we're going to continue to improve.
And if I think, I'm not going to put Dr. Cosgrave on the spot, but I said within the last week and a half, we've had 18 new resident students in the last week and a half or so. That's a lot of kids. You know, this is something that is kind of unforeseen here in Reynoldsburg, which is, again, a good problem to have. With that, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll go ahead and move on with this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Will this issue be under further discussion at the next Outcomes Committee?
It would be in whatever it would come into, Outcomes, and then also policy as well, because it would be something that we would have to change in our policy to make any kind of adjustments. But okay. It's something that I think the board needs to start thinking about now, so before we get to that season where we're starting to, you know, accept open enrollment applications, we got to start figuring out what we want to do before we tell everybody else.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, we do have a couple of visitors today. The first up is going to be Joe Sorensen and the Student Council regarding the Winter Carnival and a cancer fundraiser. So whomever's speaking, Parker, come on down. All right, come on down, everybody.
Greeting members of the board and Superintendent Brown. My name is Martha Gabrihanis, and I am the president of Student Council at the Summit Campus. I hope you didn't think we are taking hiatus after our homecoming festivities, for which I would like to thank you. Your support is always valued in our event. I'm glad to introduce Miranda Baker, who will be talking about one of the big events we have on December 7th.
Hello, my name is Miranda Bickert, and on behalf of the Reynoldsburg High School Student Council, I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak this evening. I'm here to enthusiastically announce the plans for our upcoming Winter Carnival. It will be held on December 7th at the Livingston High School campus. There will be games, foods, crafts, and more. Multiple clubs and groups will be participating, and all proceeds will be donated to multiple charities in and around Reynoldsburg. The main event will be to meet and take pictures with Santa. Staff will only be asked for a donation, and the public will only have to pay $5. All the money collected for pictures with Santa will be donated to our very own Reynoldsburg High School Special Olympics. We have flyers and will gladly bring one to you if you would like. So please take a moment on December 7th and come to the Winter Carnival at the Reynoldsburg High School Livingston campus from 5 to 8 p.m. Thank you very much.
My name is Gabby Landis, and I am the president of the Livingston campus for Student Council. And I would like to also say thanks on behalf of Student Council and myself that you have given us amazing and successful, you have given us a chance to plan out amazing and successful events. One of our planned events we would like to present is a cancer mural that will be held at Livingston campus and be introduced during the Winter Carnival. I would now like to introduce this to the school board, the chairperson Armani of the cancer mural to speak on its behalf.
Good evening. My name is Armani Johannes, and I'm a freshman at attending Bell Academy. I'm representing the cancer committee within the high school student council. Unfortunately, my partner Faith Rogers couldn't make it tonight, but she was the one to reach out to Mr. Sorensen in hopes of making a difference through our upcoming charity project. With the help of Mrs. Getter, an art teacher in HS Squared, and Mr. Sorensen, we came up with the beautiful idea of a cancer awareness mural. We decided to paint angel wings and a large pink ribbon on the mural to tie back into our original idea of breast cancer awareness. In order to include the community, we want to send out a Google Forms to all of the schools within the district and any students or staff members who have a loved one who was lost to cancer or is a survivor can pay $5 starting next Friday for a colored ribbon of their choice corresponding to the cancer the loved one has endured with the loved one's name on the ribbon. These ribbons will be put onto the angel wings, and the money made from them will go to a local hospital or a cancer research department. Along with the Google Forms, Student Council will have a booth during Winter Carnival to help promote the mural. Donations can be made, as well as ribbons can be bought at the booth. And with that, please consider being a part of this important cause.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then I'll have more of the flyers out in the back.
In closing, I would like to invite you to follow us on Facebook at Reynoldsburg High School Student Council and our Twitter at official underscore RHS underscore StuCo.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Superintendent Brown, I apologize. I skipped right over you. I guess I got a little over-enthusiastic for things. Do you want to go ahead and
Sure, I'll knock mine out. That's fine.
Okay.
You put the most important people in front of me, so that's okay. I always sit here and get excited when I see our kids come and talk, so that's perfectly fine. I'll be fairly brief. I wanted to give some reflection on the trip that we took to China. Ms. Amy Django, the assistant principal over at Eastham, and I both went on the China trip with the Confucius Institute at no cost to the district. I do want to stress that. An amazing opportunity to partner with some sister schools over in China to establish some relationships and share some ideas. I was particularly in awe of the art, music, and dance appreciation that they have. Those students performed in ways that pretty much amazed me, and I was hoping I was able to share some of that back here with my social media outlets. I wanted to take everybody on the trip with me that way. I was particularly amazed by that and would like to see us take a look at our programs and how we articulate those programs throughout our K-12 offerings, something we can do over time. In addition to that, I was particularly stricken by their sense of history and culture. I think that's something that we can also use to give ourselves a sense of understanding of where we are as a nation, we'll start as a city, as a state, and as a nation in terms of what real history is, how it's played a role in the development of all of us, and doing it from the standpoint that we learn from it. Not necessarily celebrate everything there is about history, but to understand the context in which it was made and using it to make ourselves better and to learn from the past. In addition to the partnerships that we already had established prior to this year, we established two others with an elementary school and a middle school in China, so we'll be having those conversations and connecting those schools in China with our schools here. So I'm very, very excited about that. I'll speak quickly about OSBA Capital Conference. Thank you so much for going. I really appreciate that. An opportunity to give ourselves more edification and to grow in what we're doing. I'm a huge believer in lifelong learning and never being in a situation where you think you know it all, because I can tell you, very frankly, I do not know it all. And the opportunity to grow is always good for me, and I'm glad to have done that with you and have an opportunity to have discourse on some of those issues that we were able to discuss. And then finally, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We sent out a message today to our community, giving some well wishes and trying to give some perspective to the holiday. To be thankful for what we've been able to accomplish and what we have, despite anything that's negative that does buzz around us. We do live in interesting times. However, it's important to take stock of the things we've been able to accomplish and how far we've come with for our kids and for our community and for our nation. Thanksgiving always gives me an opportunity to really think about those things and give myself some perspective when sometimes it's important to see the forest whilst also seeing the trees. So thank you for that time, and I really appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being patient. We do have another guest with us. State Representative Richard Brown is going to come on up and introduce himself. He had taken over for Heather Bischoff and wanted to introduce himself to the board. So welcome.
Thank you, President Begany and Superintendent Brown and board members. Thank you for allowing me a few minutes to introduce myself to you formally. I am Richard Brown. I am the new state representative, new since June 29. Taking over for Heather Bischoff. I will fill the remainder of her term and run to retain the seat in November of 18. My district is the 20th district, which includes Reynoldsburg. It's a large district geographically. It extends from Morse Road on the north to the county line on the south, all along the east boundary line of Franklin County, all the way over to Lockbourne on the southwest side. It includes 7 school districts, including Reynoldsburg. Canal Winchester is one, Groveport, Madison, Hamilton Township, City of Columbus, Whitehall, so there's a lot of school districts. I've been to some, but not all, of the school boards yet, introducing myself. I'm a lawyer. I've been a lawyer 36 years. I live in Canal Winchester, raised my family there. My office is there, and married with 4 grandkids also. So. I live and work in the district. I've lived in the district since 1996. So I've been in this area for a long time. And I'm devoted to matters that are important to the district. And school issues are very important to me. I am not a member of any education committee in the House at this time. I wanted to be, but wasn't appointed. One of these days I hope to be. Nevertheless, education issues are very important to me. And I wanted to let you know that I am available. I will make myself available to the board, Superintendent Brown. Whenever there's an issue that you think I may be of some assistance, please feel free to call upon me. I'll be more than happy to do whatever I can in my capacity as a state representative to be of assistance to you. It was a pleasure meeting Superintendent Brown earlier this fall and getting to know him a little bit. We had a nice discussion. I particularly like his last name. It's a good name, and I commend him for having it. It was also a pleasure and a privilege for me to meet these fine students, fine representatives of Reynoldsburg Schools here tonight. I had the privilege of taking my picture with them, and they're making signals and stuff. Mr. Sorensen, I've met him before. So you guys, you have some great kids in the district, great teachers in the district. I know many of you. And I'm glad for the opportunity to introduce myself to everybody and meet you informally in this setting. I must say, I've been to a lot of these school district meetings. This is by far the largest crowd I've seen at any school district. And that really speaks to the involvement of the students and of the parents and teachers and others who are committed, I know, to making this school district even better than it already is, and also to the direction that the board is giving them. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for the opportunity. I won't take up any more of your valuable time, and I hope to see you in the future again. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Treasurer, were there any other speaker slips from other
No, there weren't.
Okay. All right, then moving on to items 7.01, 02, and 03. Madam Treasurer, would you like to talk a little bit about these issues?
On tonight for approval are the October 31st financial reports. Also on tonight for consideration is the renewal of our health and life insurance. We are self-insured, and every year we have to set our rates effective January 1st. So this is typical. We do it in November, December of each year. Our self-insurance rates are not changing this year. This is the third or fourth year we've not had an increase due to having a healthy self-insurance fund. Some of the administrative costs have gone up a little bit, and our stop-loss insurance has also gone up, but not enough to impact the rates that we charge and put into our self-insurance fund. I also have a handful of donations on tonight. Mr. Reed, do you mind pulling those up? A couple for East STEM Academy for the robotics team, and then a few for in memory of Elizabeth Petrie from several community members are on for your approval tonight. And that's all I have. I have a short section tonight.
All right. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion?
It sounds like Elizabeth Petrie was special to some people at French Run. I have not had the privilege of knowing her. Does anyone know her and could maybe tell us a bit about her? Okay. Well, then just thank you for the donations in her honor. And if someone has known her, I'd be happy to hear about her later on.
Seeing no other discussion, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 8.01, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are all up for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion or comments? Mr. Superintendent, do we have anything?
Nothing that stands out, but I'll say something about the approval of the job description. The maintenance worker, this is a job description that's being refashioned, not a new position or anything of that nature, but it has existed, and the job description has not been updated in roughly 10 years. With the changes in technology and the needs of the district, naturally positions have tweaks and changes that happen with them as well. I don't believe anything else stands out. I think that's about it.
All right.
Do you mind talking about the approval of the one-time vacation payout?
I'll try to give as much context of that as I can. That's something that was determined prior to my arrival. Mm-hmm. With the transition from one of our employees coming from the ESE and back to the district, there was some discrepancy in vacation payouts and days and things of that nature, and there was an agreement to make that happen. We've been trying to quantify that over the past couple of months to make sure we brought it in here the right way, and so now it's before you now.
Okay. Thank you.
I had one question as well. All right, so 8.05, you went all the way up through 8.05, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
The supplementals there, so we're approving that, but when are they paid out? Because I think this has been a little bit lagging in the past.
It's been a bone of contention due to when the pay to participate fees come in. The supplementals are paid from that, so naturally we don't pay those until they're board approved. So now that they would be approved potentially tonight, they'd be paid directly afterwards.
Right. Okay.
And
great.
They're paid for the ones who have activities all year.
Correct.
They're paid four times during the year. For ones whose activities are done, they'll be completely paid.
Right.
Okay. So there are four payments throughout the year?
Yes.
Yes.
This is broken down.
If they're all year long.
Yes, if they're all year long.
Okay.
So like senior class advisor is something that is
right
from the beginning to the end, so they would get four separate?
Not necessarily that group. The music people are paid. We have different schedules.
I'll just stop asking questions.
It's convoluted.
Yeah.
So, but there is a schedule.
Yes.
There is a schedule.
Yes.
And by approving this tonight, we can at least adhere to that schedule.
Correct.
Okay.
And the reason they're on in November is because we have to wait till the fees are collected. We are looking at maybe a different way of doing that so they can have their contracts in a more timely manner,
mm-hmm.
which will make life easier for them and for us.
Mm-hmm. And I had heard, you know, some feedback from some of the, you know, people who are recipients of this money that sometimes I don't know, maybe it was, I didn't realize that this was a staggered payment. Mm-hmm. But those last payments sometimes are very late in coming in. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we are adhering to a schedule mm-hmm. as closely as possible.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
So, I was wondering about that too. So you, Madam Treasurer, you mentioned that we're trying to find some different way of doing that. So would that have to be something that, I mean, that eventually the board will need to approve
yes.
as an MOU
yes.
or something?
Okay. Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 9.01 and 02 are on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, I believe?
Yes.
And second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion on these two items?
Really quickly, we've talked earlier about translation services being provided. We're extending that to get additional translators on board as well. And with the Rosemont agreement with the Buckeye Ranch, you approved this contract for the first semester already. This one would extend that through the second semester.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 10.01, 02, and 03 are on for action. These are all about trips that we've heard about in the past, a couple from robotics competition. Do we have a representative from the robotics team here this evening? Okay. All right, do we have everything in order as far as insurance and all the documents and bells and whistles and everything? Got one trip to Dayton, one trip to Cleveland, and then we have the wrestling tournament in Kinston for the Invitational. We heard this before, but do we have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Dunlap. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Tenero. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please?
I'm sorry, is this for only the travel or for 10 through 1 through 5?
1 through 3. 4 and 5 are up for discussion that we'll be
okay.
hearing about
okay.
sooner. Soon. Madam Treasurer?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 10.04 and 05 are up for discussion. The first one is the Ohio Leadership Model United Nations. Do we have any representatives? Come on down.
Good evening.
I've actually was just told to come here and answer any questions in the past. I haven't shown up for more, so I'm here for you.
You want to give us a brief summary of what this travel entails?
Absolutely. So the Ohio Model United Nations event is held every year, convention center downtown. It's a global simulation of the United Nations. We bring this year, I have 70 kids who are interested in attending. They're assigned a country. They have to find a problem within the country and then present at the event. It's a two-day event. We do stay overnight at the Hyatt Regency, and it is, you know, parents pick up and drop off. They also have to pay a fee of $240 to attend the trip. Students who do not attend, they still participate. And then we do a mock Model UN at Wagner Road Junior High the Friday before we go.
So is this Junior Model UN?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. They have a senior competition as well.
Well, that's what I, because this doesn't say junior. And then when I saw you
oh,
walk
okay.
up, I was
yeah.
like, well, I don't think
it's
this
a junior.
Is. Okay. All right. And what about for the fees? Do you guys have opportunities for students to do any fundraising or any scholarships or anything?
I have looked in the past. We have tried to help kids out through the building fund in the past. Last year we weren't able to help kids out in that way. I am the one who have organized it the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for opportunities to help kids out who can't financially afford it, but still I was actually hoping to reach out to somebody to see what we could do for the kids who cannot attend.
I know my son had a good time.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, thank you. We'll review this and then make a decision next month.
All right. Thank you.
We also have a proposed amendment to the Code of Conduct. Mr. Superintendent, do you have anything you want to add for that?
This is basically continuing to update on new legislation in reference to planned absences, truancy, and unexcused absences.
Okay. All right, this will be the first time that we take a look at this, and we'll see this again, I'm sure, in about 30 seconds. All right, moving on to policies, 11.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05.
There was just discussion.
See, 01 is discussion, 02, 03, 04, they're all on for discussion. So discuss away, Mr. Superintendent.
Under student absences and excuses, naturally, as that legislation that just passed this past summer continues to eke its way into school districts, we're continuing to have to update our policies in regard to that. Some minor changes to what we already have in place, including numbers of hours that would approximate a day, so to speak. So in the first one, student absences, we're looking at 7 hours. We're saying up to 7 hours, although we have only a 6.5 hour day. This is any event we decide we want to increase our day down the road. We wouldn't have to come back and change the policy in regard to that. Under career, are we going one at a time?
Yeah, if you just want to go through.
Under career advising, that too is another major component of what the state expects us to do in terms of preparing kids for graduation. Adopting a policy of this nature gives us kind of a framework in how to work with kids to make sure they're developing they're working in the right pathways, and we're giving them the assistance to be successful in those pathways.
And that's a brand new policy, correct?
It's not. I won't say brand new, but fairly new.
Okay.
For us, that's a new policy.
That's
correct.
Okay.
Correct. Our English learner program policy.
Is that new as well?
That too would be new.
Yes.
And coming to you for consideration as well, because that part of that also, the English learner program for the state has changed and morphed a little bit, including the name of the title of the program, which used to be ELL, now it's only EL.
Right. And I know it said no student will be placed in the EL program without having received consent from the student's guardian.
Correct.
So
if a parent says his or her student is has acquired English well enough to not be in the program, then they are exempt. They won't be in the program, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Despite any recommendation that might be made by
correct
an educator.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. We also include in the gifted policy, which has changed significantly over the past year with additions to training for our teachers and developing programs that are in line with that. I would expect to see more changes to that as we go through the next year or so. So
can
I don't think
ask about a particular component of
sure
that that I've asked previously, not to you.
Okay.
But when it comes to the types of assessment, and we're looking at audition, performance, display work, checklist, you know, it's the visual performing arts ability that I don't think we've really done before or carried out, even though that has been part of our policy.
Mm-hmm.
So are we making some concerted efforts then? You know, I have that here, you know, as D, but then going further in, I see types of assessment, audition, performance, display of work, checklist, to actually fulfill this requirement.
It's kind of twofold. Yes, we're having the conversations about how to better facilitate that process, but at the same time, kind of alluding to something I discussed earlier, how do we alter or change our current offerings in our programs so that we can accommodate those types of changes? There's some things we have to do programmatically as well.
Okay, so we may not have the systems in place, you're saying,
correct,
in order to assess this.
Correct.
Yes.
And then
so
once assessed, to then provide service along with that, in accordance with that, those assessment results.
Okay, and we are looking at that then.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. And when might something like that then be a foundation?
That's a very good question.
Obviously not this
dreams,
year.
I would like to say within the next 2 years, we'll be able to have a program that allows us to do those things.
Two years.
I see that happening in 18, 19? Probably not, but it's possible. It'll take some doing. It'll take some really looking at our programs to determine what we can and cannot do within that time frame. Because naturally, when we're changing programs, you couldn't change all of them overnight. We'd have to be very careful and calculating about how we actually get that done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to give an overly
ambitious
timeline.
I mean, we have an entire Encore Academy, so I'm thinking we must have some foundations in place.
But kids don't necessarily go to Encore Academy if they're in those programs. And
right.
I certainly wouldn't want to give an overly ambitious timeline to getting something done.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, and even to correct myself, we're talking about K through 12.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we'll review those, and they'll be up for a vote in the December meeting. Any other discussion for the policies?
I recall reading something somewhere in preparing for the meeting about bullying and hazing. Was that in the policy, or was that in a handbook somewhere that we'll consider later?
I've got to look back. We had the staff handbook that was going to be.
So it was in the staff handbook. So.
Which was pulled.
So we'll talk about that when that.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, moving on. Items 12.01, 02, and 03, business and operations. So we go ahead and take it away.
Sure. The Green Kings grounds and landscaping, last month we had extended the snow removal to March 15th, 2021. This would extend the landscaping and maintenance until October 31st, 2020. So these will be back-to-back. This will also extend both contracts to the maximum of 5 years allowed, so we'll have to rebid that gladly. I think Green King is doing a great job, but competition's great. So that's the Green King extension. 12.02, approval of the classified staff performance evaluation. Many classified staff haven't been evaluated, but maybe twice in the past decade, which my personal belief is that all staff should be evaluated annually so that we know where we're at. The current evaluation is over 10 years old. The new proposed evaluation, I will take no credit for this. This was written by my mentor, Cliff Hetzel, with the help of Battelle. It's a very, very in-depth look, and I think it really leans more towards the positive than what most people think as an evaluation as being negative. I think it definitely allows to address any negative issues or any opportunities, but for the most part, this really helps let individuals shine. So that's the best part I like about this. It allows for more, it's not just a 1 through 5 and a general comment. It allows for just more comments on every level so that all parties can know where everyone stands. So, and then lastly, 12.03, purchase of 5 77-passenger conventional buses. This goes in line with previous years. There's not much to say about it. Buses are expensive. They always will be. These are slightly more expensive than last year. One is material cost is up a little bit, but also every light, internal and external, on these buses will be LED, which will save us an immense amount of money on maintenance on the life of that of the vehicles. So, any questions?
Mr. Reed, could you explain a little bit again about the Green King extension? We're voting to extend them how much, or until 2020?
Well, last month we extended the snow removal, so we have a separate contract for snow removal and general landscape.
Okay.
So this would extend the landscaping to fall in line with the extension of the snow removal, so that we don't have two separate companies doing one or the other. And these extensions will extend these contracts for the total of 5 years.
Okay.
And by mandate, we have to rebid that.
after 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. And have we, does anyone know if we've done this for 5 years? Is that typical, or is that a bit, you say we're trying to do the maximum extension, but you're also saying competition is good, so I can't quite see how extending it for 5 years is promoting more competition?
We're actually not extending for 5 years. The original contract was 3.
Okay.
So we're extending for an additional 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then now the landscaping and the snow removal, they'll be on the same schedule.
Exactly.
And so that leaves less opportunity to end up with one company and another. Oh, I see now. So if Green King's snow removal contract ends 1 year, and then their landscaping ends in another year, you got to bid out the snow removal. And if someone wins it, then we end up with 2 companies.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
In addition to that, combining them and putting them in the same cycle has an opportunity when we do rebid to do a serious competitive bid situation that could lower our cost, because you're doing both at the same time.
Okay, thank you.
I did have one question. It's not necessarily specific to this, but could you provide just everybody an update on the HVAC system and where
sure,
we're at with that?
Sure. If anyone recalls, the main objective that was started on November 1st was to handle the critical renovations. I believe there's part in the board packet, but I'll just very briefly run down the buildings where we are seeing this happen. French Run, Livingston High School, Rose Hill, Herbert Mills, Slate Ridge, the Administrative Office, Hannah Ashton, Summit Elementary, and Summit High School. Some of the main projects that are either nearing completion or already complete is running wire so we can communicate with the systems. That's the biggest thing. We want to be able to know what they're doing and control them as best we can. There are some other neat things happening. For instance, one of the biggest things, if we think about Livingston High School, it's a massive building. And I've mentioned in the past that there's this massive air handler that's the size of probably half of this room. And that air handler is just pushing air out to all the furthest stretches of that building. And when we think about heating air, when it gets to that end classroom, it's lost a lot of temperature. So right now, the best way to get to the right temperature is make it incredibly hot at the source. That's not the most efficient way of doing things. So Dynamix is installing what we call VAVs. Those are incredibly efficient, small units towards the end of each run that can reheat this air. The analogy is kind of like a on-demand water heater at your house, so it's only being used when it's needed. So a lot of neat things going on there. The non-critical renovations, which is going to be Wagner Road, Middle and Junior, Taylor Road, Baldwin Junior, and Hannah Ashton. Some work is going to be starting there in mid-December.
Okay. Thank you very much for the update. Do I have a motion for items 12.01, 02, and 03?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Dunlap. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 13.01, moved into executive session. Do I have a motion?
So moved. So
moved by Mrs. Dunlap?
Second.
Second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. I do not believe there's any action expected at the end of this. All right, please let the record show that we have returned from executive session at 8.03 p.m. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truex?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. Next item up for business is adjournment. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, seconded by Mr. Truex. Those are always the easiest ones. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion passed. Meeting is adjourned. Happy Thanksgiving.